Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. In recent conversation, Henrik and I were speaking on keywording and its different contrasts, talking about the ways in which we are helping organizations optimize their process and how it has a great deal to do with the benefits of keywording. After all, we are searching for everything we create, manage, and distribute all the time. The success in how well your keywording is performing is how well the created content remains relevant to your audience, how easily it can be found, and without frustration. We had the pleasure to speak with Clemency Wright and go over a few of these distinctions and receive her insights.
Hi, Clemency. Thanks for making the time. What is keyword consistency and why is it important?
Keyword consistency is something we talk about when we're keywording large volumes of content. So what we're aiming for is accurate keywords and relevant keywords that will help customers find things. But we want to do it in a way that's consistent, because if your users get used to using a certain keyword to search for content and they expect those results to come back in the same way each time on that system, they can be completely thrown when they start getting erroneous results or missing results that they're expecting to find. And that's usually down to inconsistency. And this can be fixed through a number of technological tools. One of them could be a digital asset management system with a built-in controlled vocabulary. Hierarchical keywording. I think we talked about this before. If we've got related keywords that always have a link and an association with other keywords, we want to make sure those are also consistently applied. And the reason it's important, as I say, is because searching for content, as the volume of content grows and grows and grows, is time consuming. And we rely, as I've said before, on accurate keywords to feed us the information that we need and to not feed us the information that we don't need. So unless your keywords are accurate and relevant, the consistency element is null and void. You need the three of those three elements, consistent, relevant, and accurate keywords to work together. As I say, the tools that we can employ are technological in nature, but they're also just logic and kind of a process of human kind of comprehension in how we keyword. So we want to tick off certain boxes when we're keywording content. So for people, keywording will always consistently add information about the person's age, their role perhaps in the organization, depending on what the need of the client is. We'll have a consistent methodology that we apply to keywording that content. Again, another example could be if you say are a firm, an architectural firm, and you want all your sites and buildings that you've developed or designed or worked on to be in a database so that your marketing teams and promotional PR teams can use this content. They need also to be able to search in the same way across all the different locations and regions, different types of buildings. So they might well expect to find good results for a keyword search on educational buildings in North America, but equally they'll want to search for colleges or universities, and they might want to narrow that down further into certain states. So unless you've got a methodology that tells people how to tag consistently, those search results will become weaker. And that means more time searching, which is obviously more frustrating for the users and something that we're consistently trying to redress.
Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.